Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have James Marshall and Jess Yurtzma here with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, and we have a big week that's coming up starting a Tuesday, and James and Jess join us in the studio. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Thanks for having us again.
Good morning. Nice to see you too.
Now, Jess, let's start with you. How did the recent contests go with the fire departments?
Really great. Our Fire Prevention Week open houses turned out awesome. We had lots of community members out. Everybody really just excited to come back into our halls, learn a little bit more about fire safety, about home escape plans, and the contest, our home escape plan contest. We had multiple entries at all of our stations, and we've done those draws and are going to be doing the pizza deliveries for the families. So everybody really excited and just overall a great turnout and a great week overall.
All right. Sounds good. So we have, James, we have a big week again coming up. It starts Tuesday. What's going on here?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Carbon Monoxide Prevention Week.
But very important for sure.
Yeah. So we wanted to pop in and just remind folks about the importance of having carbon monoxide alarms installed in your homes and when you need them and what happens if you don't have them.
Okay. And we should talk about carbon monoxide alarms in terms of what the laws are with regards to that, Jess.
Yeah, so it actually started back in 2014. The law was passed, or the Bill 77 was passed, and it basically became a part of the Fire Prevention and Protection Act that it was law to have carbon monoxide alarms in your home if you have a fuel-burning appliance, so a furnace that's either gas or propane, a wood stove, if you have a stove in your kitchen that's a fuel-burning appliance, if you have an attached garage, meaning you park your vehicle in your garage, that also is a part of the law as well. So it is now law in Ontario that you do need to have these alarms in your home.
Okay, and again, let's talk about, you know, checking the alarms. This is the time where you want to make sure everything is working properly, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. They'll have a test button on it. Push the test button, make sure that it sounds for you. Check your date, make sure that it's in date. Now, a lot of carbon monoxide alarms will say that they're good for 10 years, and some of them will have the battery that says they're good for 10 years. But they might start acting up sometime around 7 years, the 7-year mark. Most of the alarms will have an explanation on what the beeps mean, and if they're giving you trouble, just switch them out. Sometimes,
Okay. Sometimes
they absorb enough carbon monoxide that they start acting funny, and you're better just to switch them.
Or if you have any alarms that have been painted over, I'd switch them.
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually illegal to paint your alarms, so do have them switched out. Make sure that they're not covered over.
Okay, and it's easy. Again, you have a carbon monoxide alarms, and you have the sort of combo smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms. Those are okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You can have, we had this question a couple of days ago, is, you know, where should you have your alarm? Because some people have them plugged into the wall, some people have them up top, and it really doesn't matter. You want to install it as per the manufacturer's specifications. So if it's a plug-in for the wall, great. If it's a dual up on the ceiling, that's fantastic. They're designed to go off so quickly that it's about 30 parts per million that they go off, and it doesn't really matter because carbon monoxide goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be high, it could be low. They'll go off and give you plenty of time to protect yourself and your family and get out.
And this is so timely to have a Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week as we're getting into, you know, the dark days of fall into winter. As we've talked about, this is the silent killer.
Yes, it definitely is. Carbon monoxide, it's invisible, it's tasteless, it's odorless, so you can't see it or smell it. It can affect the body or poison the body very quickly in high concentrations, or it could happen slowly over a long period of time, depending on how much of a leak you may have in your home. And you need the carbon monoxide detector to find that out. You know, the symptoms are very similar to the flu without the high temperature. So you could have nausea, you know, you're not feeling very good, you might be dizzy, breathlessness, loss of consciousness, and eventually it could lead to death. So it is very serious. If you know or you think that you may have carbon monoxide in your system or in your home, you definitely need to go see a doctor or call 911.
Okay, James, anything to add to that?
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is it impacts children and pets faster. So the smaller the frame, the quicker it's impacted by carbon monoxide. So you might feel a little bit goofy, a little off, dizzy, sick. Your child's going to be feeling it much more. Your smaller pets are going to be feeling it more than that. So it's imperative that you have these installed, because if it is at fatal levels, it's going to unfortunately impact the children and your pets before you really are dealing with it. And as a parent, as anybody, that's the last thing that you want to happen when it can be so easily found through having alarms installed.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right there. And we talk about the alarms, but and we should mention, you know, with your appliances, have them checked professionally, especially the furnace at this time.
Yeah, have your furnace checked. Absolutely. The other key thing right now is we're getting into chimney fire season, as it's referred. And, you know, so many people don't check their chimneys or don't have their chimneys properly cleaned. And if you don't do that, eventually the fire department will show up and have to do it. Mm-hmm. And we're not as neat and tidy as chimney sweeps or as people who are coming and inspecting it because we don't have that kind of time. Chimney fire is just a chimney fire until it extends into your house. So have them checked and make sure that they're operating properly, that your appliances are operating properly, and spend that time to ensure your family's safe.
It makes such a difference right there. Again, the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, James and Jess. Jess, do you have anything to add to that? But it's some great information there. And I know with the socials and the Facebook page, lots of information available there.
Yeah, we'll definitely throughout the week be posting some more tips and just little reminders for people as the week goes on. But overall, it's just important to have that alarm. It's just another thing in the toolbox, and they're so simple to install. If you don't have one or you need access to one, definitely contact your local fire department. It's why we're here, and we'd rather make sure somebody's protected than not. So please reach out.
All right. So again, it's Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week starting Tuesday, November 1st through to the 7th. Again, details, of course, on our socials and website with MyStratfordNow.com. And James and Jess, before we let you go, with it being Halloween, in terms of like safety with the kids and with the parents, obviously avoid things like candles and that sort of thing. But anything top of mind with Halloween in terms of fire safety, that sort of thing?
As a parent, make sure you eat a lot of your child's candy.
I like that. Tip number one.
Know, just to ensure that they're
quality
safe.
Control. Quality absolutely. Control. Yes, yes.
Take a look at what they're wearing, running around, you know, anything reflective or lights. That certainly helps. And candles, where we run into issues is where people set up, you know, the hay bales in their front doors, and then they've got open flames near the hay bales. We have run into problems with that. Mm-hmm. So if you do have pumpkins and hay bales, keep them a little bit of a distance. Something as simple as somebody kicking your pumpkin into your hay bale can create a pretty bad day.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just make sure you're easily seen so that mm-hmm. we don't have to deal with any tragedies on the roads.
All right, and have a safe and happy Halloween. And again, it's Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. We'll have, again, details with MyStratfordNow.com. James Marshall and Jess Yurtzma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Thanks again for dropping by. Great information there.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much again.